The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, it's Mariana. I am the co-founder of Summer Fridays and host of the Life with Mariana podcast. This episode is all about unlocking your potential. So I previously saw a book by Marie Forleo, and it's called Everything is Figure Outable. And we dive a little bit more into like, what does that actually mean? And I think it was something that I kind of felt myself. I just never had a word for it, where I always felt like, okay, I can figure it out. If somebody else did it, why not me? But if you're struggling with that and you want to learn creative problem solving or how to overcome things, there are so many great pieces of advice in here. And listen to the end, because if you are somebody who is aspiring to start a company or a business, she's offering something soon called the B School. It's an online business school. So definitely learn more from her there. And speaking of business, I want to talk a little bit about my own, which is Summer Fridays. We have a brand new product launch that came out today. So I want to tell you a little bit about our new Jet Lag Overnight Eye Serum. So if you have dry under eyes, which I definitely do, and if you want to address things like fine lines and wrinkles, this is the perfect formula for you. So many of you guys had been asking for years about something specifically for your under eyes like this. And I know for me, when I feel tired, jet lagged, exhausted, like, you know, when you're tired and someone's like, oh, you look tired, and you're like, that's not a very nice thing to say. But I know for me, when I look tired, it really is my eye area. So by taking care of my under eyes, it really, really helps me not look as tired as I feel. And just overall, over time, I know that eye care is so important. And because the eye area is a little bit thinner, it's different from the rest of the skin on your face, you really want to do something specifically to target the under eyes. So I wish I would have taken care of them more in my 20s, but I'm in my 30s now and I know how important it is. And when I take care of my under eye area, my concealer, my makeup just looks so much better. Because it has this sensitive under eye area, you really want to use the right ingredients here. So our product is really, really hydrating. It's got a blend of glycerin. It's also barrier supporting with ceramides, and it's got a really gentle retinol blend. In a clinical study, 100%, that means everybody that was in the study showed a significant improvement in fine lines and wrinkles in only 2 weeks. So that means in 2 weeks, it shows an improvement. The before and after pictures for this, I was like, wow, like it really just works so well. And I love the texture of this. It's got this like cushiony, balmy, gel-like texture. So I use this at night as part of my evening skincare routine, and I'll use that combined with Jet Lag Mask. So I use Jet Lag Mask as a moisturizer. So it's called a mask, but it's also a moisturizer, overnight mask, a sleeping mask. You can use it in so many different ways, and you do not have to remove this. If I'm using it as a moisturizer, I'll put on like a thinner layer and rub it in like you would a moisturizer, let it fully absorb. If you want to use it as an overnight sleeping mask, just put on a thicker layer and allow it to absorb into your skin overnight, and you'll wake up to the most plump, dewy, hydrated skin. So it is available now at summerfridays.com and at Sephora. I hope that you give Jet Lag Overnight Eye Serum a try. It is such an amazing product. It's so important to the brand. We just are expanding our Jet Lag franchise for the first time, and so the love and support around this product would be so appreciated, because we put so much love into it, and I hope that you guys really, really enjoy this formula. I hope you guys give it a try, and now let's hear from Marie. So the way that I found out about you was from your book, Everything is Figure Outable. So what is that term? How do you define it? And why do you think it's such a powerful concept for people seeking either personal or professional fulfillment?
I want to introduce the concept and what it means with a quick story of how it came about, because I think not only does that cement this amazing possibility into everyone's minds and hearts, which is where the true power lies, but it explains how simple it is and how anyone and everyone can really use it. So this wonderful little phrase actually was a gift from my mom, who is such a fascinating character. So just to paint a picture, she's about 5'4", looks like June Cleaver, cusses like a truck driver, and is probably one of the most tenacious people I have ever met. She grew up the daughter of two alcoholic parents and really learned by necessity how to stretch a dollar bill around the block like 5 times. And I'm sure many of your listeners, we have our families like that, right? Where they didn't grow up with a lot, And she made a promise to herself that when she became an adult, she would find a way to create a better life. And Mariana, one of my favorite memories of being a kid in New Jersey was with my mom sitting on Sundays at our kitchen table, and we were clipping coupons because she loved teaching me all the different ways that our family could save money. And this was back in the day, right? So this is the 80s. And one of the other things that she taught me was about the fact that brands back then, if you saved up what were known as proofs of purchase, I don't know if you're familiar with those, but they're the kind of like little barcodes on the back of things like cereal boxes or milk cartons. You know, if you saved up enough of these proofs of purchase, that brands would send you, they're called premiums or basically free gifts like a cookbook or utensils. And one of my mom's prized possessions was this tiny little AM/FM radio that she got from Tropicana Orange Juice for free. So it looked like an orange. It has like a little red and white straw sticking out of the side. And my mom and I both share a love of music. So I remember as a kid, she just had this little AM/FM radio on all the time, blasting tunes from Donna Summer to disco to you name it. And so I remember one day when I was walking home from school and I'm approaching the house, and I hear this like tinny little music sound coming from the distance. I'm like, oh, my mom must be outside with her orange radio. And as I walk up, I recognize that the sound was coming from a weird orientation. It was coming from up high. And I look up and I see my mom sitting on the top, on the rooftop of our two-story house. I didn't see a ladder. I didn't see anything. It was terrifying. And she's got this little orange radio next to her. I'm like, Mom, what the hell are you doing up there? Are you okay? And she's like, Ree, I'm fine. You know, the roof had a leak. I called the roofer. He said it was going to be at least $500. I said, screw that. There's some asphalt in the garage. I'm going to do it myself. That's my mom. So another time I'm coming home from school, and I come in the house and I hear that little radio blasting. And this time it was from the back of the house. And I follow the sound and turns out she was in the bathroom. And the bathroom was like, the door was half creaked open. I push open the door and Mariana, I'm not kidding you, it looked like a bomb went off. There was dust particles everywhere. There was pipe sticking out of the wall. And I'm like, Mom, are you okay? Like, what happened? She's like, Ree, I'm fine. The bathroom, the tiles were starting to get a little moldy. A couple of them were cracked. And I didn't want the whole thing to just go down and turn into a moldy mess. So I'm retiling the bathroom. So for context, you have to understand, this is the 80s, right? So this is like pre-YouTube, pre-Google, pre-internet. And my mom is only high school educated. So I never knew what I'd find her doing, but I always knew that I could come home and find her somewhere around the house or the yard with her little orange radio. Fast forward, one day I come home from school. It's the fall. Daylight savings. It was dark out. It was spooky. And I approached my house and something weird was going on. First of all, it was completely dark and silent, which for an Italian American home, those are not normal or good signs. So I walk in and I had that pit in my stomach like you do when you're a kid and you're like, something's not good here. And I was just wondering, where the hell is my mom and where's her orange radio? And all of a sudden, I hear these little clicks and clacks like off towards the kitchen. And I follow that sound and I walk into the kitchen and I see my mom hunched over the kitchen table, which looked like an operating room. There were screwdrivers and electrical tape. And then in about, I don't know, 15 or 20 pieces, there was a completely dismantled Tropicana orange radio. And I was like, Mom, are you okay? That's like your favorite thing in the world. What happened? And she's like, oh, Ree, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. She said, you know, the dial was a little off. The antenna wasn't working right. So I'm fixing it. And I stood back, Mariana, and I watched her work her magic. And then I finally thought to ask the question I should have always asked, which was this. Hey, Mom, how do you know how to do so many different things that you've never done before, but nobody's showing you how to do it? She puts down her screwdriver and she cocks her head to the side. She looks at me and she says, Ree, what are you talking about? Nothing in life is that complicated. If you just roll up your sleeves, get in there and do it. Everything is figure outable. And I swear to you, in that moment, it was like those three little words washed over me. And I kept repeating those words saying, oh my God, everything is figure outable. Everything is figure outable. It's like, oh my God, yes, everything is figure outable. And from that moment forward, that little phrase and that philosophy really became the driving force in my life. I mean, everything from, you know, graduating from high school and being the first in my family to go to college and figuring out, you know, what to be and how to behave and how to get into the right classes to every job I've ever had, from, you know, being on Wall Street to magazines to becoming one of the world's first Nike athletes to starting my own business. I mean, you name it, that little three-word phrase still saves my butt every day, even until right now. So that phrase really means that there is nothing in this world that you cannot transform or transcend, that you have this unimaginable creative power in you that you've always had and always will. And when you open your heart and tap into that power, that there is literally nothing that you cannot achieve save things that are perhaps barred by the laws of physics or nature.
So a few weeks ago, I had an episode on and I was talking all about egg freezing, and I got so many questions from you guys about wanting to know more about this. And I asked every single question basically that you guys submitted. And it was such an insightful episode. So I would definitely go back and listen to that if you guys haven't yet. In the episode, we talk about when is the right time to go in, the best ages to do it, and it might be a little bit more surprising than you think. I am a little bit older, you know, I'm 37, and so I was curious myself kind of what that timeline looks like. It's also about the process on the day of, what does it feel like, and overall, I just think it is so educational and informational on the overall egg freezing process. And if you want to know a little bit more about Spring Fertility is a full-service fertility clinic specializing in IVF, egg freezing, and third-party reproductive services such as surrogacy and donor tissue. Spring Fertility has locations in New York, the San Francisco Bay Area, and Portland, Oregon. And Spring is also offering zero down and 0% interest payment plan for egg freezing to make fertility treatments more accessible for everyone. Spring focuses on patient-centric care and never treats patients like a number. The episode is so insightful. It's with Dr. Hancock, and we've got so much education and resources offered in the episode. And if you go to Spring Fertility for an initial consult, it's really helpful just to be proactive about your family planning options, whether you want kids now or in the future. Spring is here for you. Visit springfertility.com to book an initial fertility consult and share code Mariana when scheduling for $150 off your consult. That's SpringFertility, and use code Mariana for $150 off your fertility consult. Cannot be combined with commercial insurance. Visit springfertility.com for more information.
Mom sounds a lot like how I think in my own life. Every kind of step of the way in my career, my personal, professional life, I've always felt like, oh, I can figure it out. Like, if somebody else has already done it, that means I can too. So yes. They figured it out. So why can't I? And so I think I had this innate something in me where I always believed that it was possible. But I'm sure there's people listening right now who maybe struggle with that and they don't believe that they can figure everything out. So how can they tap into that power and believe that they can?
Yes. So you're touching upon something so important. And this is something we dive deep into in the book, which is this notion that all beliefs are a choice and all choices can be changed. So if someone listening right now is like, well, I don't really believe everything is figure outable. First of all, I do want to set just a little bit of context and give people three simple rules, because I think it creates a nice mental and emotional container through which you can really make this belief operational for you. And I always tell people, listen, you don't have to believe me. Try it before you deny it. Like, it's one of the most empowering beliefs that you could ever hope to adopt in your life. And again, if you experiment with it in your own life, you'll come to see for yourself, you'll have evidence for yourself that it supports you in becoming everything that you want to become and exactly who you're meant to be. But let's go back to the three rules. So rule number one, all problems or dreams are figure outable. Rule number two, if it's not figure outable, it's not a problem, but it's probably a law of nature, something like gravity or taxes. Rule number three, you may not care enough to solve a particular problem or reach a particular dream, and that's okay. Choose something that you do care deeply about and go back to rule number one. So it's a framework that first says, anything that matters deeply to you is figure outable, meaning that you have some power to transform it or transcend it. You may not have the answer within yourself. It may not happen overnight. It may not happen in weeks or months. It may take you years or even a full lifetime, but it is possible. Rule number two keeps us in the realm of possibility and potential and outside of magical thinking that could be harmful. Like, for example, what's figure outable for me is not figuring out how to get myself back to age 7. right? It's like, we don't really think that that's possible. Maybe 20, 30 years in the future, who knows where science or CRISPR or technology is taking us. But for me right now, that's not something that's really possible. Just like jumping off a building without wings or being in a hand glider, right? I would be defying the laws of gravity, not really smart or intelligent. Rule number three is really where the magic happens, Mariana, because if you don't care enough to dig deep enough and have the persistence, the determination, and the resilience to figure something out over the long term, you're going to give up steam and move on to something else and then just make the assumption, well, that wasn't figure outable. It's like, well, maybe it wasn't just figure outable yet. So if you think about, there was a time in our culture where electricity didn't exist. But there was a period of time where there were scientists working to crack that code. So it may not have been figure outable, right? Previous to when everyone started having lights, but it was. We just hadn't gotten there yet. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. And I think a lot of people, let's say, okay, they do know their dreams. They do know what they want to figure out. But sometimes they don't know in practice how to actually make that possible. So are there any steps or tips once you get past step one and two, what can you do to actually solve it?
Yes. So here's where, in my estimation, that it just comes down to being creative, tenacious, and you can totally be friggin' messy. Like, I am messy about it. I'm a person who has a lot of challenge and has had a lot of challenge focusing in my life, like years and years ago, decades ago, actually now, you know, I got a ADHD diagnosis and my doctor was like, you have the gift. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because for many of us, linear thinking is not really a strength. You know what I mean? And doing things in a particular order, and especially when we're like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I don't know how to figure this out. Oftentimes it takes some throwing spaghetti at the wall at first to just start to get a toehold into what might be possible. So here's how I do it. Whenever there's something that I really want to figure out, tip number one for me is to write it down. Writing it down is one of the first steps to making anything real. If we take this out of the realm of goal setting and creating change in our lives, if you were to think about, for example, building your brand, or if we were thinking about renovating a house, something that I just spent a few years doing and I've done before several times, you don't just go in with a sledgehammer, right, and start breaking stuff up. You're like, no, well, what do I want my dream home to look like? You start writing it down. You make plans on paper. And when you write something down, even if you don't know how to do it, then we can start brainstorming. Okay, what would my first step be? Let's say if we wanted to figure out how to start a company. Well, we're living in the age of Google and the internet and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and all the things. You say, well, how to start a business? Now, all of a sudden, you would get a ton of content that would start filling you with possibilities, filling you with ideas, filling you with potential steps where you're like, okay, 5 minutes ago, I had no clue about this. Now, all of a sudden, I'm almost starting to learn a new language. I'm seeing what might be possible. I'm learning about people who have gone down this path before, who I might be able to read their books, listen to their podcast, have lunch with them, any number of possibilities. I think for most dreams that most people who are listening to us have this conversation right now, the cool news is that I'd estimate between 80 and 90% of the things that we most want to figure out, someone else has done either something kind of like it or something close enough that there are clues that we can pick up, clues that we can kind of transfer to our own situation. And then again, all you need is that foothold. You know, there's this beautiful quote. I'm going to paraphrase it. I will not get it exactly right, so forgive me. But it's that beautiful quote by Martin Luther King Jr. about the fact that you have to take the next step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase in front of you. It's just about taking that next step. Another analogy, you know, you're in Los Angeles right now. I'm in New York City. In theory, if I got in my car and turned on my headlights, I wouldn't need to see all the way to LA to understand how to get there. I would just need to go in a certain direction to know that I'm heading west from New York. And I would need my headlights to just illuminate the road ahead of me, maybe 20 or 30 feet so that I could stay on track. Does that make sense? I don't need to see every twist. I don't need to see every turn. I don't need to know every stoplight, every bridge, every stop that I'm going to make on the way. If I could just keep seeing 20 feet in front of me and I know I keep heading in the right direction, I'm going to get to you eventually. And so it's the same way with if we have a dream that we want to figure out, we're like, I don't know how the hell to do this. You just start chipping away at those small steps. And before you know it, you are on your path.
I think sometimes we believe that it's so overwhelming, but just taking that first step is really helpful. And you mentioned writing it down, and I'm a really big journaler. I journal, I write every single day. Are there any journaling prompts or practices that you have for people to figure this out?
Yes. So a few things. One, I just want to congratulate you because you probably know this intuitively, or you may have discovered it from experience and now you have proof. But Mariana, that's why you're so successful, right? And for all of us, myself included, there are beautiful things that we've created. There are still beautiful things that we're working through and challenges and, you know, things that we're trying to figure out in our own lives. But it makes my heart so happy for you that this is such a big part of your life. So a couple things I want to share. First of all, this is not just feel good woo-woo recommendations. Writing things down is actually confirmed by science. So I don't know if you know this, but for any human being, you are actually 42% more likely to achieve any goal if you simply write it down. Now, I don't know about you, but if I went to the doctor and I was having some kind of health issue and my provider, she told me, hey, you know what, Marie? I know this is really challenging. I know it's really hard, but one thing you can do to help yourself heal, in fact, you'll be 42% more likely to heal is if you just write X, Y, and Z down. I would be like, I'll do it. All day long, I'll do it. So that's just a little bit of evidence underneath why you should write things down. Now, in terms of a journal prompt, one of my favorite journal prompts, and this one is helpful, especially for when you're in that brainstorming phase, when you want to start setting some goals that are really meaningful to you, and you suspect that the disappointments, the derailment, some of the despair that you've experienced in your life previously, if you've had a few failures or flops or just felt lost or stuck, that they might be limiting your imagination or your thinking. So one of my favorite prompts of all time is this. It's a little sentence stem. Wouldn't it be cool if dot, dot, dot. So you write down, wouldn't it be cool if dot, dot, dot. And then any area of your life that you're looking to create, manifest, whatever language works for you. We're all born conscious creators. Some of us just don't realize it. And then we just need the tools to figure out how to do it. But for me and my business, wouldn't it be cool if, I remember when I was crafting Everything is Figureoutable, I was like, I want it to be a number one New York Times bestseller. Now, Mariana, as you know, that is not something we can predict. That is something that is kind of one of those out there dreams that's very subjective. There's almost like a black box around how those things are chosen. And while anyone who's familiar with publishing knows that there are people in the past that have tried to game the system, for me, I was like, nope, if I'm going to hit that list and be number one, I want it to happen organically. So I was like, okay, wouldn't it be cool if it was a number one New York Times bestseller instantly? And so writing that down really opened my mind and my heart up to how to shape the promotions of the book, the direction I wanted to aim. And then it got me thinking creatively about what were all the things I could proactively do to help make that a higher probability.
I love that. And I think it's such a good practice to have. And it's something that's really changed my life. And I listen to a lot of other podcasts and people, and I know there's so much science-based evidence that writing something down really is the first step to making it possible. So I love this practice. You did mention something that I want to touch on, which is a little different than I thought we would go down, but you mentioned about ADHD is a gift. Are there any tips that you've learned for you? Because I have a best friend and she has ADHD and she finds it really hard to complete tasks because she either gets hyper-focused on something and only wants to do one thing, or she wants to start a million different things and doesn't actually complete any of them. So are there any tips that have helped you?
Yeah, there are certain practices for me, and I want to put this under the umbrella of writing your own recipe for success. Meaning, if you were to create a recipe to have like the best chocolate cake in the world, or the most amazing pancakes, or the best pasta sauce on the planet, you know, you would kind of follow certain steps, right? And once you perfected that recipe, you'd be like, dude, don't touch it. Do these things in this order, and you'll have a fantastic end product. And I think for most of us, we don't treat ourselves with that same level of reverence and love and care. And over the years for me, because like you, I'm also a journaler and I write morning pages, a practice from Julia Cameron. I do a lot of year in review practices. I do a lot of written internal guidance, kind of guided writing exercises where I'm tapping into my higher self. And the reason I bring all that up is because I've watched certain themes reoccur over time, specifically around ADHD, focus, and how I operate and feel my best. And so I've collected for me some of the things that really help me in this specific area. One, exercise, critical for my brain to have enough of an area of output where the energy can be, let's just say, released, right? So when I lift heavy weights and when I dance and even when I do yoga, there is some kind of, and this is all, you know, very easy to Google and to understand, all of the biochemicals that come from exercise are really healthy for our moods and our brains. For me, I find them also extremely beneficial when it comes to my ability to focus and to be settled enough to be mature and know that, just like your best friend, if it's like, oh my God, I have 17,000 things that I want to do, I'm like, Marie, what do you need to do in this moment to set up your environment so that you're not like a squirrel on crack, right? What can you do? Close all the tabs, turn off my phone. There's a little trick that I have that's called creating a onesie. Not a onesie that you wear, although those are really cute. A onesie is this tool and technique that I've developed where you take out a simple piece of paper. It could be from your printer. It could be like a college ruled notebook. It could be a scrap paper, a post-it, doesn't matter. And on that piece of paper, you write the one thing that you're going to focus on for the next block of time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, doesn't matter. So for me, that might look like finish the email broadcast for next week. And I write that onesie down. I put it right in front of me, like right next to my computer, and I literally have nothing else, Mariana, in my visual landscape. So there's nothing that can pull my attention. And every time internally I start to distract myself, I look back at that onesie and go, nope, you're going to complete this. Nope, you're going to complete this. So it becomes this very simple analog tool that helps me get refocused, especially in those times when I'm having a lot of trouble. Third thing, I've figured out that nutrition for me is incredibly important, especially I think as we move through life. Most of us know this, but I think I was in denial about it. Our bodies change tremendously. Our microbiome changes. And some of the foods that maybe we ate at earlier stages don't agree with us anymore. And all of that has significant impact on us cognitively. So at this stage and season of my life, I've recognized the foods and the eating patterns that really support clear cognition. And I've learned the hard way that when I step off that path, man, I create so many more problems for myself.
These are all really, really helpful tips. And I think people will love those. Even myself, I'm like, okay, one thing at a time is really helpful for me because I write probably too many things on my to-do list of the day and then I never get through all of them. So a few years ago, I went with my nutritionist to the grocery store and she walked me up and down the aisles and she was really helping me just swap out some things in my pantry and my fridge. And she really understood labels and like really wanted to educate me on the things I did and didn't want in all of my foods. And that includes my non-dairy milks. And I think most of us might know about oils and things we don't want in our milks now, but I think you guys really should know about Malk. So Malk is a premium plant-based milk and it's made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They have amazing taste without things like fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. So I'm always shopping for labels that don't include some of those things. I just talked about it in the episode I had with a doctor on where we talked about the link between gut health and what we eat and anxiety. So I'm so excited to share that they have a new shelf-stable version of their unsweetened almond milk and original oat milk. It's made with the same great ingredients that we love and the amazing taste, but it's now available in a convenient option for stocking up without worrying about fridge space. So you can find it now at Whole Foods across the country and on Amazon in a convenient six pack. And if you guys went to Erewhon and had my coconut cloud smoothie there, it's actually the almond milk that I use there. And I've used it for so long because it has simple ingredients, which is perfect for me. And it's simply made with nothing to hide. And ever since my nutritionist recommended it to me, it really was just like my go-to milk that I use. I use it for smoothies, coffees, like literally everything. You can find shelf-stable milk at your local Whole Foods or in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. Use code 15LIFEWITHMH for 15% off a six-pack of shelf-stable milk on Amazon.
There was a period of time, I think it was 2021, where I just found myself drowning and I found myself feeling so overwhelmed. And I've been obsessed with productivity and time management, mostly from a place of going like, I love life and there's so much I want to do and create. And oh my gosh, how do I squeeze the most out of it? But it was hitting a point where it was overwhelm and exhaustion and depression and anxiety. And I actually created an entire system called Time Genius. It's an experience that we have that we walk people through. Mariama, I'll share it with you offline, but it is to deal with this exact challenge of helping all of us become joyfully productive, where we don't have 120 things on our to-do list every day, but we're operating from a place where we're setting ourselves up for success. And I've actually, we no longer have to-do lists, but we have our success plans that we create the afternoon before. And we don't do it the night before when we're burnt like toast. And you know what I mean? You're just like, oh my gosh, I cannot crank out another thought because I'm done. The most ideal time to create your success plan for the next day is actually between 2 and 4 p.m. the day before. Why is that? You still have enough cognitive fuel in you to be able to pause, to look at how far you got today, to look ahead at your calendar for the next day and go, okay, do I have meetings tomorrow? What do I want to have for lunch? When am I going to put my workout in? And what is the most important task that if I completed it tomorrow would help me move closer to the things that are most important to me right now? And then one more little tip that we can talk about quickly in this realm is I find that especially for entrepreneurs and creatives, one of our biggest challenges is we have too many irons in the fire at once. You know, I call myself a multi-passionate entrepreneur because I've never fit into a conventional box. But, you know, as I shared earlier, it's like I was a Nike athlete and a coach, and I love digital marketing and I love entrepreneurship. I love, you know, so many different things. And so I think one of the most important things and the most important gifts we can give ourselves, especially if we tend to get overwhelmed and take on too much, is decide on what is your primary project. A primary project is a phrase that we came up with to help people understand that for all of us, it could be a primary project in your business and then something in your life. You shouldn't have 5 or 6 priorities. It actually defies the real meaning of that word. Priority is singular. And when you have too many things and you're like, oh, everything is important, it's all urgent, that is usually the root of overwhelm, burnout, not feeling your best, and feeling like eventually you're like, I want to quit my life. It's just too much. So having your primary project and clear focus, making your success plan the afternoon before, those are some very simple tips that whether you have ADHD or you're just finding yourself pulled in too many directions and exhausted can really help you lessen that in a very significant way.
Well, you're definitely speaking to me because I do definitely too many things because I just love doing so much. So yes, it's hard for me. I do say no to a lot. The things I say yes to because I really want to do it, but I still say yes to a lot. And you just talked about entrepreneurship, and something else that you do that I want to talk about for the last few minutes is your B-School. And I know this is really helpful for people. So for people listening, what is this? What can we learn? How is this helpful for us?
Yes. Okay. So B-School is this beautiful experience. It's online business school for creative entrepreneurs who want to make a massive amount of money and a massive difference and have fun doing it. We've helped at this point over 80,000 people start and grow their businesses. And that's something I'm really proud of. Really, it came from my own experience of when I was starting my coaching business, I was incredibly insecure. I was filled with so much self-doubt. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And when I started going to business conferences and, you know, just getting out there and trying to learn at that particular time, this was like 1999, early 2000, so quite a while ago, it was mostly men. And a lot of the time, not all the time, but much of the time, the conversations were around how to extract as much profit as possible. And it just felt super aggro. And it was very devoid of style or heart or playfulness or purpose. And I felt like there was such this opportunity to help people that were like me, did not have an MBA, just had a huge amount of passion, an idea, and a desire to make a difference, to show them how they could start their own business regardless if they didn't have money or connections, and build something beautiful that aligned with their values and that taught them very effective marketing, but marketing that was rooted in values, heart, and integrity. Because what I had discovered, especially in my world, kind of traveling around as a Nike athlete and as a dancer, that I was encountering so many women who had ideas for something they wanted to start on their own, but they would secretly say to me, they'd whisper to me, Mariana, they'd say, but I need to get someone to handle the business side. Like, I don't want to deal with the marketing. I don't want to deal with the sales. I don't want to be aggressive. It seems gross and pushy. And I'm from Jersey. So I wanted to like lovingly take them by the shoulders and shake them and say no. Like, you have so much power. You have so much creativity. Do not outsource like the most important part of your business because you don't think you're capable or you have outdated ideas about what sales and marketing means. Let me show you how to take your creativity, how to take that heart, that passion, that playfulness, and channel it through your online marketing efforts so that you can build a company that's both profitable, purposeful, and fun. And so that's what B-School does. And we're really proud of how we teach people to not only create that financial freedom, but to do it in a way that's aligned with their highest purpose.
I love this because when I started a business 8 years ago, I didn't have any of these resources online.
Yes.
As we spoke about in the beginning of the episode, I believe that everything was figure outable. And yes, I did that. And it was possible, but I definitely didn't have the resources that I need. It was kind of like piecemeal. Like, I was getting a little bit of information from everything. It wasn't so relevant to me. Now I'm so glad that there's information out there like this for people, so they have to figure out less steps than I did.
Yeah.
So where can people find B-School and follow you and listen to you?
Oh, thank you so much. So if you go to joinbschool.com, you'll get on the wait list. I don't think we're open right now, but when we periodically open that for enrollment, because we put a lot, we have amazing coaching, amazing support. You can learn more there. And then you can find me at Marie Forleo. We also have an amazing free coaching session that's called How to Get Anything You Want. And it's kind of like almost a supercharged, like if we were sitting down and having coffee and I could coach you and say, hey, anything that you want to figure out, take these steps first. You can go find that at marieforleo.com. Look around anywhere on the site and you can just download the session for free.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to subscribe to my podcast and rate and review because it would mean so much to me. And follow me on Instagram at @Mariana_Hewitt to see what episodes are coming up next.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.